Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for joining me on today's Cup of Encouragement on the weekday podcast. Today, I really want to encourage you to share these words of encouragement on your social media platforms. If you haven't already subscribed, I encourage you to go to iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and subscribe to the weekday podcast and to the weekday meditation so you can receive these words of encouragement. And then on the meditation, make sure you can receive peace, direction, and power for your day. Today I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 61, beginning in verse 7. The scripture says, "Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours." Now, to try and put all of this in context, the word goes on in verse 8 and says, "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be recognized and honored among the nations, and everyone will realize that they are a people the Lord has blessed." Now, I want you to remember that the Lord, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, was upon Isaiah when he writes this. He says that the Lord had anointed him to bring good news to the poor. "He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted," he says, "and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed." Listen to this. Isaiah goes on to say, "He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory." My friend, listen, God wants to richly bless us. He wants to bless you. And he longs for us to be blessable. You know, I hear people say this all the time, "Chuck, would you pray that God would bless this or God would bless that?" And often, even in the church, we'll stop and say, "Lord, would you bless our plans?" Well, honestly, the challenge for us is not that God can and not that God will. The question would be, are we living a blessable life? Rather than saying, "Lord, would you bless my day? Would you bless my effort?" Maybe we ought to start on the front end with a longer view and say, "Lord, I would like to live my life in such a way that you would desire to bless me, that I would be a blessing to you, and in response to that, your grace and your love might be poured out on me." Now, the motivation is always at the heart of the matter. You've heard me say this for years, that everything that matters is a matter of the heart. And Isaiah's word here, when he talks about how the Lord wants to not bring you shame and dishonor, but he wants to give you a double portion, a double share of honor, the Lord wants to double up and pour it out on you, but he asks for us to be a vessel worthy of blessing. And to do so, even in this Old Testament passage, we get a reminder that he wants us to honor him. And when we do, he richly blesses us. Now, folks always tend to look at this. I went and saw Aladdin the movie yesterday, and it's kind of like we want to treat God like we rub the genie, and then we get the three wishes. But you know, this is not how God works. God always has been, God always will be, and he is with us and wants to bless us, and he wants to hear from us. So my encouragement to you today is really this simple. Love justice, hate robbery and wrongdoing. And when you do, he'll faithfully reward you, even in your suffering, because he's made a covenant with you. Friend, listen, let your life fall in line with the will of God today. And you know, it's not hard to figure it out. God's will for your life will always include this: loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and loving others as you love yourself, because everything else hangs underneath it. If you want to get doubled up on blessings, then all you've got to do is let your life fall in line with Him, and He cannot wait to richly pour out His love and justice on you. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining us on this Cup of Encouragement on the Weekday Podcast. I hope you'll jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, and join us there for peace, power, and direction in your daily life. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.